is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USAprepares.com. Dr. Lorraine Hurley, MD. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, physicist. Sam Bushman, and me. Let's talk about radiation.
Have you noticed Vincent leaves out what I am and what he is?
Well, hey, wait. Now, your business cards say talk show host.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine don't say anything.
Oh, man.
You must say something or you wouldn't have a business card.
All I can tell you is this. I am a tongue-tied extraordinaire. How's that?
Well, I'm listening to all of this, and the only voice I'm really attracted to is Lorraine's.
I'm hey, staying guys, out of that.
Guys. Can I please finish that point? I mean, I won't if it's not. Yeah.
No.
Go ahead. You're all good.
I was a little concerned I'd get buried under an avalanche of testosterone when I was invited to this program today. So I'm gonna pull up the yin, guys. I'm gonna pull it up. This is a yin perspective on what's happening. You know, we're talking. I don't for a minute deny that we have to do something about the nuclear reaction. I don't live in a fantasy world that says that because there's a scientific experiment that it's going to produce a solution today. But here's the importance of this. There is technology. There are people out there working on solutions. And this, listen to this. The part of our DNA that scientists will not recognize is called non-coding, and then there's coding DNA. Where the birth defects are coming about, where we are damaged, is that the coding portions of our DNA. The other part of our DNA has been summarized as perhaps our antenna to God. It's an informational matrix. It forms wormholes with other parts of the universe. There's a scientist in Russia who actually succeeded in imprinting this information from a salamander embryo onto a laser, beaming that laser at a frog embryo and producing a very healthy salamander. Now, I'm not suggesting these experiments. What I'm saying is that there is an informational matrix, healthy matrix that exists that can be overlaid because at our essence, we are energy. At our essence, we are energy and information. Now, is this something that's going to help Japan today? No. What I'm suggesting is that we are talking about solutions and we need to begin to also support the scientists that are shunned because of the dogma institutionalized science that we have today and allowed to bring forth their creative downloads. These guys, just like Mozart, just like some of these other Einstein, these guys all said the information was downloaded, and we've got to create space for downloading of these very progressive, very forward, very outside-of-the-box solutions to our problems. That's it. I had
to talk with you about this exactly.
I think she just called me a salamander.
Together next week. I'm looking forward to that, Lorraine.
And I love you guys. There's the love, Vinny. I promise you. I got lots of it. I just...
See, a lot of you guys, I'm for dealing with the serious issues. Trust me, I have the ability to articulate the serious issues and really drive home the hard-hitting realities that we face. However, I have to just kind of inject a little bit of levity, because when you get Richard Allen Miller rocking and rolling and trying to date Lorraine on the air, and then I got to stop that and put him on ice, and then Vincent's so serious, I got to do something.
Well, hey, okay, let's go back to serious.
They called that Harry Carey. That works.
Right. I'm
kidding.
I was in the company of Dr. Barry Tan and Dr. Claire Francomano. Now, she headed the adult genome program at the NIH, National Institutes of Health. They, at least she will be on the air with us talking about the genome project. This is really serious. We are learning about firsthand from doctors who are delivering babies, even in the Springfield community, that there are genetic defects in babies being born right now. Now, what's the cause? Dr. Hurley, what do you think? Is it Fukushima? Is it toxins? Is it genetically modified foods? Is it the electromagnetic radiation? Or is it the sum of all?
It's all of the above. There's a synergistic effect there's a synergistic effect. In other words, radiation can do some damage, GMO can do some damage, toxicity can do some damage. And what's happening now is what we're seeing is a cumulative, what we call cumulative toxicity. It's almost impossible to tell which of the, you know, toxins was the triggering mechanism, because we have a lot of adaptive reserve. What we're seeing is the result of accumulation. Now, when it comes to radiation, Rick's much more learned about this than I, but it's my understanding that we're not just dealing with Fukushima. There have been how many nuclear tests, how many nuclear bombs and warheads and tests that have gone on? We're still experiencing this fallout today, and I believe a lot of what's being attributed to this thing or that thing, we have to include this in the equation, that what we're seeing is actually the consequences for nuclear experiments that have taken place over many decades now around
the
world.
And my IQ of 50, Richard, my IQ of 50 just wants to toss in this thing that says something about cumulative.
Well, right now, there's the respond to Lorraine's statement. There is an epidemic in the United States with people born from 1950 to 1970. One in four will have a thyroid cancer of some kind, thyroid problem. I went down to the local pharmacy. He's confirmed that is the leading prescription. It's not oxycodone. It's not Tramadol or whatever. It's thyroid medicine. And Japan, right now, the children, they're 40% of the people at the daycare, the children, the small ones, all are showing thyroid cancer. It's 40% right now in Tokyo.
Rick, when...
I'm not trying to scare you. What I'm trying to suggest is that we, all of us, can make this change, but it starts internally.
Rick, what's wrong with scaring us? Because I think that's necessary. Let me share with you something that happened in the 1950s and the 1960s. The United States was involved in atomic testing. And they would say, well, we launched an atomic test in the atmosphere. We launched one in the ground. And that radiation became airborne. And it was all over the United States. Now, there was a problem as a result of this that occurred with X-ray film. Are you aware of that, Rick and Dr.
Oh,
Irene?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I post on Facebook showing a little time-lapse photography of the different tests right on up to today, and it's unbelievable.
All right, let's just talk about here's how pervasive the radiation was. Kodak in Rochester, New York, was manufacturing photographic film. These large plates that you see doctors put on the light table to show the X-rays. Well, the X-ray film was cloudy, and it could not be read by the X-ray technicians and the doctors. So what happened was the hospitals were complaining to Kodak, you guys are making lousy film. We can't use this. The film does not work. We can't read the X-rays because it's too cloudy. Well, Kodak looked at it and said, no, there's nothing wrong with the film. The doctors were saying, the doctors in the Midwest are saying, it's not working. What happened? During the transportation of the X-ray film, unexposed X-ray film, from Kodak at manufacturing in New York State, to the Midwest, became exposed to the background radiation as a result of the nuclear testing, the atomic testing that was airborne, such that the film was cloudy.
It's in the stratosphere right now. That's why all aircraft coming in from Asia into LAX has to be taken to a special place where they're cleaned. And you know, the interesting part is, I haven't heard anything from DEQ about that.
Yeah, Rick, I was on two planes yesterday, and the Asians are wearing masks. They're wearing... Rick, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. They are wearing respirators on the airplane right now.
Well, and I just bring this up again. My IQ of 50 keeps bringing back this cumulative term.
Yeah.
Isn't that really the issue?
No, and that's the story on that one. And because we don't know, the first thing you got to do is turn the switch up and reassess.
All right, you're right about that. Now, Dr. Lorraine, I want to ask you the word cumulative. It's just my IQ of 50 that keeps me bringing this up. I can't help it. I'm kind of dense, but hang with me. I think the cumulative effect on the human body, I want a medical doctor to respond to that, because I think that's the most critical discussion we really have before us, isn't it?
It is. And I'll try to make it simple. You're born with something called adaptive reserve, meaning we are really fearfully and wonderfully made. We have a tremendous ability to withstand stress. And so, picture straws on a camel's back. You know, you ping in a straw here, a straw there, the camel keeps marching. Eventually, what happens is what you call the straw that breaks the camel's back. Now the camel, you throw in that one straw, that camel's been struggling along, trying to move forward. He's got a zillion straws on his pack. Now all of a sudden the cumulative straws are making a difference. You ping that last straw, he falls down. You say, oops. You try to take that one straw back. Can the camel stand up? No. That's what I mean. Now you got to really unload that camel. That's what I'm talking about, cumulative. Now there are some things that really are just frightfully and frankly toxic, like radiation. But what we're talking about in terms of fallout, there is a cumulative, meaning we can withstand certain amounts of radiation. Our body will, over time, be able to unload, detoxify, providing we give our body what it needs and we're mindful and we're embracing other detoxification practices in our life. We're careful. But that's cumulative in a nutshell. So,
but when you cumulatively then take a bunch of items, the cumulative increase of radiation on radiation on radiation, then you put GMO foods on GMO foods on GMO foods. Then you put...
there is a straw that breaks the camel's back, period.
Dr. Hurley, my personal physician, I have a brand new physician. No, seriously.
Yeah.
I asked her to be my doctor.
Yeah.
And she was irradiated as a result of a nuclear accident.
Wow.
And she is from another country, very close to Russia. And she told me that she had about 6 months to live. So she did some massive changes to her life.
Right.
And that included removing stress, all stress. Now, she was eating very healthily, so that was not something that she needed to change. And then she started taking some very specific supplements. I won't mention what they are, but we will in a future broadcast when she's on, and she will talk about what she did. But she is going to tell us how bad this is. It's everywhere.
That's right. And there are certain substances. I will save that for your show, but I can tell you there are certain substances we all should be taking right now. Absolutely.
And let's do a in-depth 1 hour broadcast to start this off with what do we do. We'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
When my father was teaching chemistry in school, he did an experiment. And that experiment was he took some tongs and he took a hot dog, just a common hot dog out of a refrigerator, and he dipped it in liquid nitrogen. And then he dropped the hot dog on the classroom floor, and the hot dog shattered. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is liquid nitrogen is extremely cold, minus 346 degrees Fahrenheit. It's extremely cold. Here's the point. Rick, Sam is hot on the trail of this discussion with freezing the area around Fukushima, the reactors that are leaking, with liquid nitrogen, burying pipes into the ground containing liquid nitrogen to freeze and cause permafrost so that the radioactive materials do not enter into the air nor the Pacific Ocean. As a physicist, what are your thoughts?
Hold on. Before we get there, I just want to say, they're talking about doing this in the news right now. I think they're off their rockers.
Me too.
Hey,
Ricky.
I agree. It's a disaster that's waiting to happen. And the whole, they're turning on the plant up north where it's still hot. It's the whole thing, and I'm not even sure that's even real. That's just the news reporting it. Doesn't mean they're actually going to do it. That's what I meant about disinformation.
Okay,
nobody
Rick
really knows,
Rick,
what they're doing.
Rick, as you look at, I was in Orlando, chemtrails. I talked to people on the East Coast, north of that, chemtrails. People on the West Coast. Even when you and I talk, chemtrails. There's got to be a reason for this, and it seems to me
they're assaulting us on all sides. Our air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat. Get a grip.
Yeah, I used to like Earth, Wind, and Fire, but now I'm changing my mind.
Rick, we're doing this geoengineering at tremendous cost. I thought that. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that I thought that, you know, our government is pretty deceptive. But maybe, just maybe for once, maybe they've got it right, where they're geoengineering and dumping this radiation someplace besides on the United States. Now, is this a tug of war? Could this be a tug of war between Canada,
no,
Central America?
No, anybody has a clue what they're doing. How does the 1% rule everything? And how did they get there? And the real interesting thing is my world plan only is about 80 years in span for changes and things like that. These people have worldviews of 200 and 300 years. What kind of a human being is that?
Well, I agree with Vincent, though. I think it is a tug of war between some of these countries to decide where we're going to dump the stuff and who's going to take the beating.
You're not getting the message here. I'm trying to tell you that the whole thing is about consent. And if you stop right now and get into trying to internalize this stuff, that's what's going to make the change. It's not going to be about putting ice in the ground or having helicopters. Some guy, oh, man, he can pull them out with helicopters. And I offered him to be, to film it. He thinks it's safe. I have worked in high energy physics. Japan's gone.
Rick, you said
we can tell by what's growing there. The slime mold that likes Chernobyl is everywhere in Fukushima right now. That's high energy gamma rays. It glows in the light. That's called Bremenstrahlen radiation. And turn off the switch first. That's before you do anything else. Don't worry about blame or who did what or how they lied or misinformation. That's all distraction.
What? They're doing just the opposite, though. They're cranking up new power plants that are nuclear, right?
Yeah.
That's because the old ones are all leaking and have to be replaced quickly.
Rick,
the whole thing is about nuclear energy because it's a weapon.
Rick, let's say there was a new appliance in the marketplace, and let's say it heated food really efficiently, and they were being sold in the stores, and let's say the wife says to her husband, I'll tell you what, this thing is really cool, it heats food really efficiently, but the warning label in the back, it's really small, but it says that this thing leaks, and it leaks a toxic thing that is deadly, and it will cause cancer in your lifetime. And there's this little reservoir on the back of it that collects the byproduct of this process, and we don't know what to do with it. There's no safe disposal for it, and you can't put it in the trash. So what do you think? Should we get one? Who in their right mind would do that? That's what the nuclear industry has done to us.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds. Just pay shipping right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Dr. Lorraine Hurley is with us. Sam Bushman's here. And we're talking about threats. Threats, toxins, disasters. And I've got to ask Dr. Hurley about what she sees medically. As Dr. Hurley, as you look around, you're a medical doctor. As you look around, as you see people whom with whom you interact, what are you seeing? Are you seeing more and more unhealthy people? I am.
Yeah, it's not just unhealthy in their physical bodies. There's a contraction of spirit, Vinny. There's a contraction that I'm seeing, and that contraction is, it's because people are often, very often, overwhelmed. And again, I'll just say it again: they're distracted. It's like they're floating above their feet. You know, their heads aren't where their feet are. Their minds aren't where their feet are. People are getting sicker and sicker, and what I mean, and younger and younger. And this is what I see. And this is what, you know, you mentioned your friend who's a pediatrician. This is particularly concerning. This is, you know, I specialized in autism for a little while. I worked with families who do biomedical remediation of autism. I've worked with the Carnicom Institute. I well understand geoengineering. But the one thing that that we really need to begin to grasp is I don't know that we'll necessarily save ourselves from cancer or Alzheimer's. I think we can. Our children are really facing a possibility of not making it into their teens and 20s with that devastating illness. And this can be seen in a multitude of ways. I can be more specific if you like. But no.
I would like it if you become more specific.
But before you do, let me kind of ask a question to help with the specificity. How's that? Do you think that everyone's going to end up with cancer? I mean, as you have Fukushima, as you have Chernobyl, as you have all these new nuclear plants cranking up, as you have the old plants leaking all over the globe, as you have more and more people in dentist chairs getting radiated every 6 months or whatever it is, as you have, I mean, this cumulative term, I don't mean to keep hammering that home, but let me ask you, is everybody going to end up with cancer?
You know, everybody that refuses to acknowledge the risk to themselves will probably end up with cancer. I think it's one in two people now by the year, 2020, maybe it was 2050, as Rick was referring to, one in two people. What's happening now is it is not an inevitability. When you begin to understand what cancer is, and there are multiple theories, but actually there are links and there are threads, we can follow any one of those theories to a common point. All right. Not everybody has, but those who refuse to understand that you have biological needs and biological interconnections and so forth are going to be at the highest risk. Take care of yourself. Make it a point to understand what these degenerative diseases really and truly are. What are the, as we would say, the cause? And they can be psychological. They can be mental. They can be emotional. They can be physical. There's that word cumulative, Sam. I'm glad you love that word because that's an important point to make. We have to help people find their locus of control. We really can't control what's above us in the air and what's raining down on us at this particular point in time. We can control what we choose to put in our mouths, whether or not we choose to exercise, whether or not we choose to go throughout life with a charity and compassion and love. We can choose what we think. We can choose what we eat to some extent. It gets a little challenging. But there are, you know, when we talk about cumulative, what we have to do is step back and instead of being overwhelmed, ground ourselves in what we call a locus of control, a place of personal empowerment. And as far as specificities with children, not only are we seeing more cancers, and what are we seeing on the mainstream media them parading out these? They're desensitizing us. You'll notice that they're showing a lot of children with cancer, and they'll put it in the light of the human interest story. This is a process of desensitizing us to the fact that many, many children are getting cancer. Children do not function cognitively any longer the way that they should be functioning cognitively. We're seeing all sorts of mood and behavioral. My daughter just did a high school thesis on depression and suicide in teenagers. The statistics she showed me were astonishing, just unbelievably astonishing. So you've got childhood cancers, you have childhood so-called behavioral or cognitive disorders. We are seeing more diabetes and autoimmunity like never before. We're seeing what, Joe Wallach might call, a variant on muscular dystrophy. What are we seeing? Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, multiple chemical sensitivity, vaccine injury. This is what we're seeing.
Dr. Hurley.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a tirade.
No.
It was an awesome tirade.
It's outstanding.
You're wonderful. You are.
One of the things that I bring to the broadcast is stories, direct stories, things that I know, people I know, things that have actually happened that I know have happened. You talked about teenage suicides. I know of a family whose child hung himself in his own bedroom closet.
So,
and that's not just one. These things, and I said, wow.
Hey, Vincent.
Yes.
You all know I had a daughter that died in my home of leukemia, and the vector was traced to Bendix Corporation burying batteries in the community.
Yeah. Wow. I believe that.
So here's the question.
On a personal level.
Here's the question I have for Dr. Lorraine Hurley and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. The question is, well, maybe it's a statement. Please react to this. If we do everything right, okay, if we eat right and we exercise and we take our supplements, is that enough? Is it enough? I don't think so.
How that works, Vincent. Here's how that works. The children watch what you do, and that's who's going to save the world. And you do it by walking the talk and showing your children how it's supposed to be done. And that's how they learn and where they go with it. And it actually won't be the children. It'll actually be the grandchildren. And that's exactly how it works.
Dr. Hurley?
It's not enough. What we really have to be willing to do is confront our fear. We behave, we act in a way that is conducive with our value, our self-respect, our dignity, and the value we place on our lives and the lives of our children. You cannot remove the spiritual, emotional, and cognitive or psychological, mental, whatever you choose, components of what's taking place in our world. There, you can take two different people, one who is extraordinarily empowered, happy, has just decided to accept life on life's terms, and somebody else who is depressed, fearful, contracted, expose them to the same toxins. Which one do you think will get sick? And if they're both sick, which one do you think will get better?
Mm-hmm. And, Doctor, I'll tell you what. I've learned from Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Susanna Coot that you can influence your health by your mental perspective. For example,
absolutely.
Literally, Dr. Shealy has told me on air that you can talk to your body and you can begin healing your body by telling your body what to do.
I agree with that 100%. Vincent is famous for his stories. I'm kind of famous for my predictions. And I'm going to make one now, and I'm going to get you the take that you guys might have on it. I'm predicting what they're going to do is they're going to come back and continue to blame the humanoids for all the problems. When people get cancer, it's the fact that too many people breathe, too many people eat, too many people do all that they do. The fact that, you know what, you have too big of a footprint, your house has air conditioning, and ignoring all the realities of that they're intentionally spreading a multiplicity of problems that really are designed at population control. But they're going to continue to blame it on us to the point of absurdity. And the only way we're going to really get our way out of this, in addition to eating well and doing the things that you mentioned, is really what Richard Allen Miller says, which is to turn off the switch, which is to confront them and say, you guys are wrong, this is bogus, it's a lie. And for us in the new media to take center stage and reject the propaganda and stand on principle and on honor and on integrity and expose the fraud and the lies and the misrepresentations and replace that with true education. And as we do, if we have education, first, you got to know what you're talking about. Then have a backbone to really stand up and confront this. It's our only way, Dr. Lorraine first.
Well, thank you. That was brilliant. And I do agree with Richard. I'm just going to go back to a point I made when we were on my show, which is that what we also have to understand is that the 1% that Richard talks about when we talk about can it be human or not, let's just bring it down to language that human beings understand: psychopaths, sociopaths, and narcissists. There is absolutely, we can continue to expose. What we have to be willing to do is actually get rid of, when Rick talks about throwing the switch, we have to really get the will, the muscles in our wills nice and strong and get rid of. We just don't tolerate. And this has everything to do. You say they're blaming us. Well, in a way, there's a lot of culpability. If we shop at Walmart, do you know what I mean?
A lot we can personally do. We can't just give it a pass.
Here's how I'm going to answer.
By the way, though, Lorraine, they call that mojo.
Richard. Thank you. I'm going to put this in now at this point. I'm going to say, I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Amen to that. Now, the Hispanics call it machismo. All right, Vincent?
Machismo.
No, this is not about adrenaline. This is not about macho. This is about not doing it, not participating.
I know, but the machismo and the mojo is for us to decide to do something.
That's
and the
right.
American people and the people around the world, if they truly decide that they're going to take action, they're going to gain knowledge, come from a place of understanding, and take action, we can turn off the switch of nuclear abuse. We can stop the GMO. We can move back to heirloom seeds. We can learn to take care of our bodies and eat that which is good for us. Vincent.
We need to say no. No. We need to say no to smart meters. We need to say no to toxins. We need to say no everywhere we go. And when I go to the Chinese factory outlet, and Lorraine, you mentioned that as Walmart. I refer to that as Chinese factory outlet. When I go in there, I'll say to the guy in the lab coat in the meat department, do you put pink slime in that meat? And people look around like, pink slime? I say it so loud that everyone around me hears me. It's really embarrassing to everybody, but they're really interested. And then the guy in that white coat goes in the back room and say, I'll check. And I'll say, well, what is it? What's the answer? He'll go, yes, you're right. We still use pink slime in our meat. And now everybody that's there at that time knows that Walmart uses pink slime in their meat. That's just one.
The way you make Walmart fail is that only 5% that use it right now, if they stopped using it right now today, Walmart would fail.
Rick, let me tell you a story. I did a broadcast with one of our instructors, David Klotz. He was a 20-year employee of Walmart. He went through Walmart's brainwashing program. He exposed Walmart, and he was fired from his job, not at Walmart, but at a company that buys Walmart buildings when they're used.
He was
fired the next day. Orscheln Farm and Supply fired him as a store manager because he talked about Walmart. Now you know.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Take my
when you go for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I've got some serious questions to ask of Dr. Hurley, Lorraine Hurley.
Sure.
And Richard Eleanor. And we only have a couple minutes left. And I'd like, but let me start with this. If you'd like to go to Dr. Hurley's website, it's drhurley.net. H-U-R-L-E-Y.net. Richard Allen Miller is richardallenmiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. So here's a scenario. Dr. Hurley, you know I'm a farmer, and I get out on the tractor and I live on a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm on my four-wheeler a lot, checking the cows, talking to the cows, and I feed the cows hay. So I'm outside a lot, and I've got to go about a mile on this dirt road. And that's analogous to flying in an airplane where you're flying in a radioactive environment. Now, do you recommend that we shower immediately after getting off that airplane as soon as we can, and that I shower and not carry my shoes inside my home after I'm farming in a dust environment? What are your thoughts? And then I'd like to hear Rick's response.
Yeah, no, I think that's just called, you know, you're basically practicing compartmentalization. I mean, you can't avoid being out on the road. You are picking up, it sounds, you know, toxins, radioactivity, just like you do in a plane. You come home. I wash all of the clothes in my bags, even if I haven't worn them. You know, in other words,
right.
Yeah, you know, you're just, it's just getting into a simple mindset that you're doing in a very, is part of your lifestyle, reducing your risk. And yeah, it is helpful. Now, it's washing into the water. It doesn't, you know, the idea would be that it wasn't there in the first place. But no, I do recommend that.
Okay, Rick, your thoughts.
Well, it's going to require a whole new concept in hygiene. Kind of like when we discovered bacteria and the idea of the Black Plague, cleanliness. It's going to require a whole new construct in how we think about hygiene. Mostly, the particulate is not going to rain down. It only comes down in rain or snow. And so those are the two vectors where you absolutely want to wear something over your head in the rain or snow. That's just common sense. After that, it's going to be a question of where you collect your water, how you do what you do, and it's going to affect all levels of your life.
All right, I'd like to influence
the outside of the skin of the aircraft. That's what, like being inside a microwave oven. How's that feel?
I'd like to influence the end of this broadcast, though, because we pointed out a lot of problems. We've talked about a lot of solutions, but we've kind of come to the impasse of, hey, you know what? Whatever we do is not going to be enough. And I think on the surface, from a man-made viewpoint, that's probably true. But there's a source greater than government that got us into this mess that can get us out. Call that the Almighty. Call that the author of the universe. Call that whatever you want. But I'm just telling you, we need to appeal to that higher power and look towards that higher source and do the very best we can and trust in that higher source for the rest. Vincent?
Well, we're on the same path, Sam. As a matter of fact, we instituted a prayer contest for the best prayer that we would use on our broadcast, USAPrepares.com, for the removal of Barack Obama from office. So, yes.
My prayer is this: oh, Lord, get her done.
Yes. Yeah, well, hope is the last evil in Pandora's box. It actually comes down to you doing the talk, not God.
Yeah.
Lorraine?
Well, here's just something for you. We like to say that God is loving, kind, compassionate. What God is God is love. It is us, because we are God's creation, it is for us to manifest lovingness. God is wise. Yeah, you know, God is wisdom. No, God is wise. It is up to us to manifest that attribute of God, Christ's wisdom. So we pray, and what we are is we are given the attributes, the qualities, the energy, the power of God to put it into action in our lives. There is going to be no brigade of angels. He doesn't get us out of trouble. He simply tells us how we can get ourselves out of trouble. And he provides us with that inspiration. He provides us with that vision, if you will. And that's where, you know, you can't sit around and wait. Got to get busy.
Dr. Hurley, I want to thank you for joining us and having us on your broadcast. Sam Bushman, I want to thank you for joining us and having us on your broadcast. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller, it's always great to be with you. And what we're doing, class, we're doing something that is not done in radio. That is broadcasters working together in unison for the common cause. And love is really important.
And by the way, we're going to be in Vegas tomorrow live. Got to dig it.
And we're leaving right now for the convention. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.